From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
While most of the United States is busy watching the playoff games that are taking place today, the mainstream media is calling it historical and playing up just how important this is to the country. We are here live, and we're going to be discussing what really is threatening this nation, the offshore banking takeover that is allied with the venomous, murderous, communist Chinese dictatorship that is basically taking this country over. An incredible report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com. It's also linked up on the DrudgeReport.com. Chinese pianist plays propaganda tune at the White House. This is from the Epoch Times, published in major cities all over the world. And I follow the communist Chinese closely, and this article is stunningly accurate. It's a 11-page article, and we're going to be going over some of it. At a White House dinner, the Chinese pianist, basically chosen by the Chinese government to play, and the Chinese media was reporting on this at least an hour before he played, because it was aired in China, that they were going to play what is known as the Motherland Song, the most popular song in the Communist Party since Korea. The song is about murdering American troops and killing the jackals dead. And then the pianist, who's a popular artist in China, in English told Phoenix TV, that's the international television network, that this was played especially to let the Americans know that China is the boss. And I have all of the incredible quotes here. So when I told you in the last few weeks that Hu Jintao was trying to rub our noses in it, there's no doubt about this. But, oh, our government's not worried about China. Oh, Iran with their prehistoric military. Oh, they need to be demonized. They need to be dealt with. Oh, yes, sir. Meanwhile, China's been given our missile systems, our fighter systems. They didn't steal any of it because the banks running America for decades have bragged that the 21st century is the Chinese century, and they made a deal with them to be the muscle, both economic and military, to bring the United States down. China wouldn't be a threat if we didn't have traitors running our country that are in league with China. And I'm going to cover that today. We also have the report here. China bank moves to buy U.S. branches. Chinese stealth fighter jet may use U.S. technology. Give me a break. They claim they found it under a toadstool in Serbia. It was all given to them. We reported on it 12 years ago at the time. Incredible announcement from Google dealing with massive internet censorship. It is now here. You notice suddenly we hear all the announcements of let's have the fairness doctrine. Let's restrict bloggers. Let's shut down free speech. Let's do it all. They're moving right now because the global implosion by design is now happening. We'll also talk about the State of the Union coming up later in the week with Barack H. Obama and what he's going to be pushing there. Briefly, later in the next hour, we're going to get into the V for Victory campaign we've launched. And a listener made this variant that we just posted up on Infowars.com. It's the top story there if you want to get it. It says new V for Victory posters, and you click on that, and it's got this new listener variant that you can copy and print off and post around your town or city. And then under it, it's got a link to our Facebook where there's got to be at least 30, 40 incredible new V for Victory posters that listeners have made and posted there. We have a link under it, but this one is incredible. It says it all. You know, I had this idea Thursday night, and Phil and I stayed up here about an hour late just to create a V and then a message at the bottom with Infowars.com saying, we are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and to speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance. Learn more at Infowars.com. Well, the listener added, we are Legion. We are not alone. You are not alone. United we stand. Victory. And I think it really makes it perfect. So they really improved upon the design I came up with. Get that copy, that version. Get it up everywhere. We're getting a lot of feedback. These things are going up nationwide and worldwide.
Alex told you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live, my friends. It is Sunday, the 23rd day of January, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday. I'm on the air 6 days a week. We come back, of course, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And no, I'm not at home getting drunk, watching the NFL playoffs between the four teams. I'm not busy at the gas station buying my case of beer. I am here warning and sounding the alarm for people about the nature of the tyrannical world government that is being established by the globalists. The private banking cartels, they make Bernie Madoff look like a saint. Elite banking cartels and families that have created Ponzi schemes after Ponzi schemes and are now destroying the world economy by design to bring in a world government that is militarily and economically backed up by the communist Chinese. How do I know that? Why, the Trilateral Commission told me so, treasonously. David Rockefeller's written books, including an autobiography he wrote 5 years ago, bragging about it. I have made many films covering their own white papers and admissions. I have read the Council on Foreign Relations going back at least three decades, saying the 21st century would be the Chinese century. We could deal with the rise of China if we didn't have global corporate criminals that had hijacked our nation who were working from within to destroy our economy and turn us into a third world police state. America is slated to be financially crippled and destroyed and is fading into history right now. It is all designed, and we're going to be discussing that today. Also, later, there is a huge push. Political correctness was first used in the 1930s in the Soviet Union. Political correctness is a Soviet re-education camp term. And they will start out with something that seems reasonable. Don't use the N-word. It hurts people's feelings. Then it will be, don't criticize your government. It could cause violence. Then it will be, don't say we're targeting this area for sales. The word target is now an N-word. And we have John King on CNN, obviously, earlier in the week saying, oh, I apologize, our political analyst just said these are races being targeted. And he said, I apologize, we'll not use that anymore. They know that looks absurd. They're training you that there's thousands of words you can't use. And to illustrate that, Roger Ebert had his blog banned on Facebook for abusive content because he said he hated looking at himself in the mirror without his lower mandible removed because of cancer surgery. He now has a handsome prosthesis, so he's not allowed to say he doesn't like himself. That's banned for our own good. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. This is the ninny nanny state. Back before Christmas, I was on vacation at a tropical destination, and I was coming out of the hotel elevator with my daughter and my son, and my daughter had a little bit of sun kiss on her legs, a little bit of sun on there, which is healthy and good. We put a lot of sunscreen on them. and this control freak social worker type woman didn't address me, but rudely said, "You poor little dear, you're all burned. Your daddy doesn't care." And I didn't say anything to her. She started freaking out and going, "How did that happen? How did that happen? Oh, you're not putting sunscreen on." This is their little secret police control freak world. "Oh, Roger Ebert said he didn't like to look at himself in the mirror, but now does. Hateful, ban his blog. That's bad against people that are handicapped. It hurt them. Oh, John King. You know, don't say the word target. Oh, my goodness." Here's another one. Area teachers object to removing N-word from Mark Twain's Huck Finn, which is against racism. Did a lot to open up racial dialogue. The word, the N-word, is bad. But then Chris Matthews can call white people who don't want government health care crackers. See, multiculturalism is about invoking racial division, invoking infighting, making you, quote, see your differences, and then the government and the media, they play the part of the big referee in the sky. So I thought I'd go over the Sovietization of America and how it dovetails. I'm going to cover this next hour. How it dovetails with this incredible news from Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Eric Blair, who writes the Activist Post. We have a link to his blog on the bottom, and I've been aware of this for some time, but I went over it, and it's absolutely accurate. Google seeks to weaken search engine ranking of content farming websites. DrudgeReport.com, Gizmodo.com, Infowars.com, most of your local radio station websites have some of their own content, but they'll also put links up and a little paragraph, a blurb, or a YouTube video so that the host can then tell their listeners where to go to see what they're talking about. That's how I started 14 years ago, Infowars.com. 11 years ago, PrisonPlanet.com. Because I wanted to be able to show listeners what I was talking about. If I say I've got a piece of legislation that says that the Food Safety Act was really written by big agribusiness, I have a link to mainstream news reporting on that, to shut down family farms and ranches. I'll have a link to the bill saying UN Law Codex Alimentarius. So you can, I'll tell you the subsection. Why, it's right up at Infowars.com. Go there. There it is. Click it. Look at it. Oh, no. See, those are the most popular type of sites now. Because, and if you look at the mainstream, Financial Times of London, Guardian, New York Times, more and more, they even post our videos. It's an embedded YouTube, but they'll talk about what I'm talking about. More and more, they are content farms or aggregators. Now, I have to say, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've probably got more than 50 writers now that are part-time, five or six that are full-time. We have more than a lot of, you know, medium-sized little papers, and we do reach several million people a day now. But it doesn't matter. We already know Google is selectively censoring InfoWars and Prison Planet, and we know this is going to be used against the Drudge Report. It's going to be used against InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we have their vice president who's over all of this breaking it down. So I'm going to talk about that next hour and tie it in with the political correct censorship and the cocktail, the evil mixture, the stratagem, the overall deceptive operation that's going to be used to further crack down on free speech, because the system is scared. In fact, that's how Eric Blair ends his article, saying, "At its core, this new Google algorithm seems to punish information sharing in favor of protectionist conglomerates with large writing staffs. We in the alternative media would do well to recognize that these actions are being taken by the elite of the media world, are just another sign of their weakened state. Now is the time for the alternative media to seek more writers and more cooperation." And that is exactly what we do at Infowars.com. We bring the alternative media on. We give our information out to everyone freely to repost in full. Many give that to us. If you want to run your writing by us and see if we can post it, just got to be well documented and well sourced. Writers at Infowars.com. Because these are heavy issues we cover, and we have to be more documented than even mainstream media. So writers at Infowars.com if you'd like to join the team in that fight. But regardless, that's just a Google cover. Google delisted PrisonPlanet.com several months ago from its news aggregator. It's been up there for 9 years, and that hasn't stopped us from getting the word out. The system is getting scared, and we've seen Jay Rockefeller say we'd be better off if the Internet was never invented. We have seen him also say he'd like to get rid of MSNBC and Fox, both the extremes, because if they can kill those two big elephants, if they can shut down those two big juggernauts and set the precedent there, they've got it all. That's part of the firing of Keith Olbermann that you just saw, though I don't like Keith Olbermann. He's another demagogic demagogue, but it's a very dangerous trend overall. Also coming up now in the AP, Hawaii law bars release of Obama birth certificate. It was only a month ago that their new governor, Mr. Abercrombie, said that, as soon as I get in, I'm going to go get it and I'm going to release it. And then he told the Honolulu Advertiser on Tuesday that he couldn't find it. And then now the spin has begun. Now they're saying the law bars them releasing it. But not before he shot his mouth off and said, yeah, it's not there. This is going to be a campaign issue. Oops. That's big news, isn't it? That's coming up as well. But the big news on China, this is powerful info. Wait till you hear this. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Get into communist China. Over 1,100,000,000 people and growing. In fact, I forget the Chinese population. Jeremy, will you pull that up for me? Thank you. We can give folks that exact factoid. Of 6.5 billion people in this world, one in every six is Chinese. And the Chinese people are very diverse political ideas. But if you even try to be a peaceful, non-violent, quasi, not even really religious Buddhist like the Falun Gong, this is on record, been all over the news for many years, as you know, they take you and imprison you and then keep you healthy. They love Falun Gong because they eat healthy, don't use drugs, and exercise. And then they blood type you and then sell your organs, and they have mobile execution vans. The Chinese population is 1,331,460,000. Yeah, I knew when I said 1,100,000 that they'd recently done a census and it had gone up. In fact, I was thinking 1.3, but it's 1.33 billion. So over 1,300,000,000. And I talked about mobile execution vans. Let's show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who are watching the TV radio simulcast. Let's search Chinese mobile execution vans. You'll get Times of London, Associated Press. Let's show the young woman being choked for committing a supposedly small crime and being taken to the mobile execution van to have her organs chopped out and then flown to Japan, where wealthy Westerners land to get their organs. The point is, when you don't have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, when you don't have freedom, the armies of corrupt, ruthless, powerful, armed institutions will come and will take your property, will take your life. There's USA Today. China makes ultimate punishment mobile. That's from 2005. The mobile execution van. You can scroll down and see the mobile execution van there. The point is, I don't want to sit here and talk about China and then have people deny anything I'm saying. Now, every major city has upwards of 14 of these vans. They are gutting people 24/7, and the Communist Chinese inner party is made up of just, in the upper party, a few hundred families. They own the whole country. They live in giant palaces. They do whatever they want, and the global elite love them. George Herbert Walker Bush was flown in the mid-1970s to have them sign on the State Department Memorandum 200, or a secret treaty, declassified in 92. And it stated, if you reduce your population, if you have forced abortion, if you have forced infanticide of already born babies, if you accept world government, if you let select Western businesses come in only, and do business to shut down our competition in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, Australia, if you do that, and we will let you be at the highest levels of world government. And David Rockefeller has written articles about it in the New York Times, praising Mao. That's in my film Endgame. We actually went to UT and got the microfilm of the articles in the New York Times, praising Mao, who killed between 60 and 80 plus million. There's debates about it. I mean, this is like saying Hitler's a great guy or Stalin's a great guy. And they made a deal, select Western corporations and banks, to have inside sweetheart deals with China, to only work with them, to create mass retailers that nobody could compete with, that nobody could undercut, You know the name of that company. They got 40+% of world retail sales, almost all of it made in China. But they've got big American flags hanging up saying, buy American. It's a sick joke. You've got the symbol of America, but then there's nothing there made in America. Maybe the marshmallows. You buy some marshmallows or a head of lettuce. Maybe it's not made in Mexico. And the Chinese jokingly ship in melamine-filled milk for children formula, and our media comes out, FDA headline, melamine not bad for children. Doesn't matter if it's killing them. Our government just says it's good. I have an MSNBC clip where our media says, oh, lead in toys is good. You can just search the term, MSNBC host, lead in toys is good. I've got another newscast. Oh, mercury's not bad. Yeah, we've got to do whatever China wants. Our economy will fall apart if we don't accept their goods. So China has revolts going all over the country. They're taking little poor farmers, tiny pieces of ancestral land. Their population hates what's going on. They work with Google and Yahoo and Microsoft to test out internet censorship, which they're now exporting here. I'm going to cover that next hour. Very same systems. In fact, even last year, Australia had the headline, government installing Chinese-style net censorship. The people rebel. They didn't get it in. But they said, this is the model. This is the Chinese or Singaporean authoritarian model. It's praised. Authoritarianism is now praised all over our own media. They've gone from not criticizing China in the last decade to now praising authoritarianism as if it's getting things done. The inside jobs, the corruption, this tiny communist elite living in giant palaces while people are starving to death. China with no environmental standards, no regulations, while our own government piles more on us, run by the very corporations that own the factories in China. That's how they make sure we can't have business. They put incredible expenses on small U.S. telecommunications, but then signed a deal last week with a Pakistan company to have no regulations on it because the inside ruling political class made a deal to get some money. Just like Obama has given over 500 waivers, this is key, to McDonald's and others, 500 companies plus and growing. Every week it's like 100 and something. I haven't looked at it in the last month. Oh, you don't have to buy insurance for your employees, but the hamburger place next to you does. Oh, you didn't give money to the Democratic Party? You don't get to keep your GM dealership now that we've taken it over. I mean, this is happening in the open. This is mafia protection money. And China is that billion, 300 million slaves. China signed on to the UN operation. China admittedly will take a newborn baby if a mother has it secretly at home and kill it in front of her. Or they will take it, I've seen reports of this, and keep it for live medical experiments. Now, the elite of the West looks at that and says, hey, we like you. You are psychopathic, sadist killers. We want to join forces with you to deindustrialize the U.S. while our idiot population's busy getting drunk and watching the NFL football playoffs. We're going to get behind you fully. You want the missile systems. You want the weapon systems. You want the stealth technology. You've got it. You've got it. And, again, CFR, Trilateral Commission, just search the term the Chinese century. You'll see them bragging, laughing. The elite that runs this country has always hated you. They hate your ownership of land. Very few places in the world you can really own land. They hate your ownership of guns. You are hated. We are hated. I am hated. And the globalists have merged, have teamed up with China. And now, here's the big news. This is Epoch Times, also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Chinese pianist plays propaganda tune at White House. U.S. humiliated in the eyes of China by song used to inspire anti-Americanism. This is the song played as the battle hymn during the Korean War. When tens of thousands of U.S. troops died, it is the most popular by the communist Chinese government. We're going to go over all the quotes. It talks about killing American jackals, our troops. Obama sat there while he's played with blessings.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs. Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live here. Now think about what it signifies politically. We've gone in just the last decade from the media at least criticizing China's police state to it being fully embraced and China being the biggest owner of our debt. But when you look at the debt, it's not really our debt. And the private central banks have organized all this and teamed up with them. Now, this is from the Epoch Times. It's a syndicated newspaper. It's published in Dallas, Toronto, Los Angeles, New York. It's published, I know, in more than 50 major cities. But I didn't just go off this. I went and did some searching several hours today. I was so shocked by this and checked the Chinese dailies. Now, China has no media that's not government controlled and run. They allowed for 2 years a private magazine to run. It was very milquetoast, pro-government. But the communist Chinese, like all media under their control, because of the power and prestige of those few families, It is hereditary, just like North Korea with a hereditary dictatorship of Kim Jong-il. And now his son. And so they shut it down just a month or so ago. And I went and looked this up, and it does air in China. It's called Phoenix Television, and it was from the White House. Lang Lang is a very popular Chinese pianist and singer, and he gave interviews here, and you can click through and watch him give the interviews in English. And this is the number one anti-American song in China. Our troops are called jackals, dirty jackals. Kill them, shoot them, murder the Americans. They are trash. Get them. I mean, you, how beautiful China is, how bad America is. And it turns out that at least an hour and a half, some reports are 2 hours before this even aired, it was on Chinese state-run news. Everybody tune in. We're going to show the Americans. And they played it with Obama there. Now, what did Hu Jintao say 2 weeks ago? He said, we're dumping your dollar. Your dollar's worthless. America's over. They got a citizens organization for balancing the budget. In fact, cue up that TV ad that got banned on History Channel and ABC News for me, Jaron, the one we heard earlier in the week, please. A citizens activist group put together a national TV ad that shows a Chinese professor fictitiously, you know, fiction, 20 years from now, in 2030, talking about how America fell because the Chinese bought us up through fraud. That's actually what's taught. They did their research for this ad that U.S. media would not air. And that's how the censorship begins. This is what's really going on. And now worldwide they're starting to trade in the Chinese currency to replace the dollar. Hu Jintao has said they want to replace the dollar. Russia has said that. And so has George Soros. So has David Rockefeller. So has Ted Turner. They all hate this country because of the guns and the property and the liberty. And they've tried to weaken you with the sports and the diversions and the drugs and the sex and the porn. And they think they've got you very close. And they're testing right now this humiliation. So this was played at the White House. I'm going to read the article right now. It's like 11 pages long. I can't read it all. But Lang Lang, the pianist, says he chose it. They have links to the video of him saying it. Chairman Hu Jintao recognized it as soon as he heard it. Patriotic Chinese internet users were delighted as soon as they saw the videos online. Early morning TV viewers in China knew it would be playing an hour or two beforehand. It was announced on TV. As the White House state dinner, January 19th, about 6 minutes into his set, Lang Lang began tapping out the famous anti-American propaganda melody, My Motherland, which was also made famous in China by the movie The Battle of Shangyanglang Mountain, or Triangle Mountain. The film depicts a group of People's Volunteer Army soldiers who were first hemmed in on the Triangle Hill and then, by reinforcements arrived, take up their rifles and counterattack the U.S. military jackals. That's what it's called. And I know I'm going to be called unpatriotic for not worshiping the death of our troops. I understand. See, when you actually don't want the troops breathing to you or being experimented on with vaccines, that's unpatriotic. When you just put an American flag out and salute the Chinese and do whatever the government tells you, that's patriotism nowadays. You don't want to really hear about what's really going on. I understand. I'm bad. The movie and the tune are widely known among Chinese, and the song has been a leading piece of anti-American propaganda by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, for decades. CCP propaganda has always referred to the Korean War as the movement to resist America and help North Korea. The message of the propaganda is that the United States is an enemy and fighting in the North Korean war for the United States. The real goal was said to be to invade and conquer China. The victory at Triangle Hill was promoted as a victory over imperialists. Now, that's one page. It goes on for 11. And they give all these lists of how Hu Jintao, and they brag in their papers. I mean, big papers to a billion-plus people that, look, Hu Jintao did not bow. Obama did. He did it last year and again this week. Look, our great leader only barely put his hand out. Obama had to reach out and take it. See, it's like, when Obama's bowing, he just goes, I kiss the ring, and Obama bows and takes it. And it's all about training us to take anything. TSA sticking their hands down our pants. All of this humiliation, telling us the world financial crisis is our fault when it's the offshore banks that engineered it and bragged. It's all about breaking your will. Austin, Texas started out 2 years ago with a warrantless blood checkpoints. Now they're nationwide. Austin now, the Washington Post reports, started because we're Fed-run with drones watching citizens. That's coming up later. I'm in Austin for those listening all over the world. It's all about breaking our will, acclimating. Because once you don't have any morals, once you don't have any views yourself, once you're an empty consumer, you'll consume whatever they put out, even if it's cyanide. The one thing Americans know how to do now is laugh in the face of truth. If you tell someone something profound and powerful, they laugh. Because that's the instinct of a fool. They've been trained. That's the one thing that gives them value, is that they are such losers, such failures, and never stand up for themselves and buy into every scam. That is the religion of the New World Order, is being fools. The name of the song is My Motherland, originally titled Big River. In an interview broadcast on Phoenix TV in China, the first thing Lang Lang is quoted as saying is that he chose the piece. He said, I thought to play My Motherland because I think playing the tune at the White House banquet can help us as a Chinese people feel extremely proud of ourselves and express our feelings through the song. Yeah, the Chinese people revolting against the tyranny, fighting back with sticks and stones against guns and winning over and over again. There's a huge revolt going on in China. They want to get them all fervored, filled through fake nationalism to hate Americans and to feel a false pride so they won't commit suicide in the factories working 18 hours a day building our iPads that then deindustrialize us. He said he felt extremely proud of ourselves and expressed our feelings through the song. I think it's especially good, and I like the tune, and of itself, every time I hear it, extremely moved. He expressed the idea more frankly later on his blog, playing the song, praising China to heads of state from around the world would seem to tell them that our China is formidable, that our Chinese people are unified. I felt deeply honored and proud. They play a song saying, we kill the American dogs. We kill the jackals. We kill the Marines. We kill the Army. Go read the text of the song. We will get them. We will cut them all down. We will shoot the dogs. Imagine Obama in Beijing or Peking or anywhere else playing a song about a war that just happened 55, 60 years ago about killing Chinese dogs. Imagine a modern U.S. president playing the old 50s song. I forget who the author was. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson around the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we whooped the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There weren't quite as many as there was a time before. We fired our guns and they began a-running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. That was 200 plus years ago and wasn't calling them dogs if a president played that as a guest of the British. But only Americans will take it. It's politically correct. Oh, our military are dogs you kill? Thank you. You own our debt? You're saying down with America? Down with the dollar? Thank you. Thank you. Americans have been neutralized through political correctness.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Imagine Hu Jintao, elected by the Communist Party dictatorship. There's not voting in China. A man who continues mass exterminations, weekly sports stadium, and executions of political dissidents. And what does it tell you about our government, Western governments, that there's now zero criticism of them and their tyranny? What does that tell you? And that at the state dinner, now 4 days ago, on the evening of the 19th, when he's there at that big state dinner, they have this top Chinese artist, singer, and pianist play the big anti-America, kill the American military, kill the jackals. What does that tell you? And it goes through with links to how it was known in advance, how the Chinese media was bragging about it before it happened. It's got all of these bizarre newspaper quotes from the Chinese population showing their understanding. One blog said, the right place at the right time, the right song echoed Chinese propaganda and its declaration for victory over the U.S. Chinese have been taught that the United States lost the Korean War A U.S. general is quoted in the propaganda as describing the Korean War as being the wrong war at the wrong time in the wrong place with the wrong enemy, which is taken as an admission of defeat. In fact, the quote is from General Omar N. Bradley testifying to Congress to why the United States should not extend the war, the Korean War, into China. Yeah, it's just the U.S. that saved China from the Japanese. And what do we get immediately from the communist? Anytime they could capture our people, slave labor. That's what you get from the communist. And, of course, it's now been declassified that the CIA in 49 decided not to back Chiang Kai-shek and put Mao into power. Unbelievable. So China works for the New World Order, folks, and it just goes on and on with the humiliating the U.S., all the links to Chinese news where they will show how Hu Jintao will not bow and will not smile when Obama or Biden shakes their hand. They will bow, and he barely sticks his hand out. It's a sign of disrespect in Asia, especially China. And they say that. Look at the dog. Look at him bow. But see, why is Obama bowing when presidents never did that? It's all part of training us to see our president bow, to accept more and more in the future. You know, my dad worked for the railroad before going to college. And he learned then from the railroad engineers that they never upgrade our rail lines and our rail beds. That's why when my grandmother would go to college to get her master's degree from East Texas to Houston every day, she could get down there in an hour and back in an hour to get her master's degree because it was a speed train, went over 100 miles an hour in the late 1940s. That same rail line, the trains can't go over 40 miles an hour now. But China's coming in now to build the East Coast rail line that's going to be a 200-plus mile-an-hour train. See, we buy toasters and iPads. Got to love the liberal Apple always lecturing us and moralizing about paying carbon taxes and hating families and not having kids. But then they're over in China where they have to put nets around their the Apple factories because so many people are committing suicide. That's on record. Apple has to put nets around because they're working 18 hours a day, chained down. But see, the left doesn't want to hear about that. Just like mainline conservatives, they don't want to hear about China openly at the White House playing songs about how we're dogs and our military are jackals. And how, I've got the quotes here, you see the jackal, you shoot it, you kill it. Jackals must be killed. It's on Infowars.com. Go read it. One of the top stories. And what's in my news today? China bank moves to buy U.S. branches. No, of course. Chinese stealth fighter jet may use U.S. technology. They claim they picked up parts of shot down U.S. aircraft in Serbia. Give me a break. Clinton and everybody else is on record giving them everything. Whatever we give to Israel, it's come out in the news, is given to China. Oh, but don't criticize Israel. Just do whatever we're told. Just sit down and take it. And I pay for it as a taxpayer. Meanwhile, my military, and I've been to the urban warfare drills, and it's you've seen them in New Orleans go into high and dry areas and take the guns, on the news, into homes that have their own power, their own generators, going in and taking them. Our military, our police are being given almost unlimited Pentagon funding. They're setting up threat fusion, spy centers everywhere to dominate and spy on the American people. And who do they spy on? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, those that want us out of the Federal Reserve, those that want to get rid of NAFTA and GATT. Ron Paul, it came out 2 months ago via ACLU FOIA requests, lawsuits. Ron Paul meetings have government spies, FBI, you name it, infiltrating him because he's a real American. We were sent by the military 2 years ago that the Army goes to our In the Fed rallies, the Army, and it said, don't let them know you're with the Army. They may kill you. They teach the U.S. Army that I may kill them. Really, I care about our military. I care about our republic. I'm a real American. I'm not singing songs at the White House calling you jackals and talking about lining you up and blowing your heads off. But see, it's because I am a real American that I am the bad man. I'm not part of this offshore political class selling everybody out. And it goes on and on and on from there. But coming up in the next hour, look at this Reuters article. Utah City may use blimp as anti-crime spy in the sky. I remember 11 years ago, and then again 8 years ago, seeing government documents that were public. They weren't even classified. That they already tethered on the border blimps, but not blimps watching for foreigners coming in, for watching for Americans leaving, and that they have it over 100,000 feet in the air, over every major U.S. city, giant DARPA blimps with face scanning cameras, license plate reading cameras, watching everything we do. And now here's Reuters. Utah City may use blimp as anti-crime spy in the sky. Here's another one. 23-story rocket launches U.S. spy satellite. And now it's come out that these spy satellites aren't being used against the Chinese. They're being used against us. Biggest rocket ever launched in West Coast history, 23 stories tall. Our tax money pays for it, and it's for spying on us. Came out in Der Spiegel that these three satellites they launched and claimed were for global warming issues are for spying on us, and it's an infrared biometric scan of the top of your head and your shoulders. They can tell who you are from space. Of course, they got to have ground cameras that face scan your face, that triangulate with the satellite while it's over you, and then it connects that ID number with the infrared shot of the top of your body. But they just shut down the virtual fence. We told you 4 years ago they were never going to build it, and they've shut down the physical fence. The border's open, but they've got billion-dollar giant satellites watching us. Because we're the milk cows. We're the slaves. We're the food. We're the idiot food. Dumb gerbils that have had our eyes poked out, our legs chopped off, and the government's a big python snake teamed up with a bigger python snake from China that's killed more people than any government in history. Who comes here at the White House and says, your dollar is dead, ha, 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 and here's a song about killing your troops. Hours before, Chinese news saying, everyone tune in, watch this, as a humiliation of America. And the Republicans won't stop it. Ken Starr hooked in with the Chinese. He wouldn't go after Clinton for any of the Chinese sellouts of missile secrets. Ron Brown threatened to speak out, so he got shot in the head, Commerce Secretary. No. No, they're too busy teaching the FBI and the police that we're the enemy, that those of us that care about the country are enemies. Here's another one. Who needs search warrants? Just follow your nose. Lou Rockwell reports on this. He gives a whole bunch of examples of police all over the nation announcing, we no longer have warrants to come in your house. We no longer have warrants to search your bags on the streets. We no longer. Cops, you're Americans too. Okay, you're having your liberty, your future destroyed as well. That's all coming up. We're going to get into the attack on free speech. Google's big announcement that they're going to start shutting down total access and searchability to alternative news sites like DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We got Ron Paul beat Sarah Palin in a key straw poll. I had Ron Paul on Friday. You watch, folks. He's going to run for president. Got to get behind him. That's all coming up. And we're going to take some phone calls next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We've got to resist this takeover.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.